Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon, during the Bridgetown Comedy Festival on Saturday, April 14th, to Ocean's 12, at 420. Ish. All of my 420 shows start at about 10 minutes late. Out of courtesy to the people who might be outside hotboxing a motor vehicle. Thanks for coming out today, you guys. I really appreciate it because it's probably the nicest day weather-wise you've had in a while. It's beautiful outside. Let's go inside and listen to some nerds talk about movies. That's the perfect antidote to sunshine and happiness. since last I spoke, you listened. I did a movie interruption of The Gray at CineFamily in Los Angeles with guests Kulob Vilaysack, Scott Aukerman, and Ed Helms. And it's a great movie if your idea of fun is watching Liam Neeson talk somebody through dying. He's like, you're going to die now. Hold my hand. Like he gives a whole speech. It's like, wow, that's a new version of CPR. so that was fun. And then last night I did a movie interruption right here in Portland of the classic Con Air at the Hollywood Theater with the aforementioned Kulop, but also Jimmy Dore and Matt Bronger were there. And another really fun movie, especially when you consider that Steve Buscemi plays the most hilarious child molester. most hilarious child molester ever. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Comedian Blaine Kapach tweeted, Confucius say, Bruce Willis was ghost the whole time. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. If you ever plan to visit the San Francisco Bay Area, not ever, I have a specific date in mind. If you're going to be in that area on April 19th, I'm taping a Douglas Movies at Cobb's in the early part of the evening, and then later that night we're doing a stand-up show that we're calling Countdown to 420, because it starts at 10:30, it's at the San Francisco Punchline, and when it becomes 10 seconds to midnight, we count it down, just like it's New Year's Eve, and then when it becomes 420, we all leave, because it's we can't smoke inside the club. Tickets still available. All right, let's see what's in the old prize bag I have here. Got some good stuff today, I think. We got a T-shirt that I'll explain later. I think there's several shirts in here. Yeah, there's two T-shirts that I'll have to explain in a second what's on them, because we'll have the people who brought them explain what the hell they mean. And then from the lead-up I did in L.A., and there's going to be more lead-up shows all over the country, I believe. Portland's one of the cities this fall, so look forward to that. But one of the prizes, one of the things they gave me that I would like to pay forward is this is Magic the Gathering duel decks. Yeah. So you can have a motherfucking mind duel with these. Tear it up. Yeah, yippee is right, ma'am or weird dude. As always, a copy of Doug Benson, Professional Humoridian, and what's this thing? Oh, this is good. Did anybody see me and Pete Holmes yesterday on AM Northwest? Yeah. A few of you. It's not really for this audience, AM Northwest. They don't do any pot recipes. But they made Pete Holmes and I play a TV trivia or a movie trivia against each other, and as one of the prizes, for God knows what reason, they included and I won. Spoiler if you haven't seen it yet, because you can check it out on Katu. Is that how they pronounce it? K2 on their website. It's KATU.com, I think it is. Katu. It's an all karate network, but. For half an hour, every morning they have AM Northwest to tell people of the Northwest. Oh, it's an hour now. It's an hour long. Yeah. Pete and I were on for 18 minutes, and like I said, all those minutes are on their website right now if you want to go see the weirdest morning television you've ever seen. The whole audience was 11 women wearing the matching aprons. And they were one of the best crowds I've ever played to. Like we totally won them over. By the end of it, they loved us. So anyway, the prize was a full preview TV guide from... I can't even read what year it is, but yeah, that's an old one. So, 1999. So, might be worth something. Might be fun. It's kind of funny to look through the pictures where they have all the casts of the new fall shows, and you just pick something that took a total shit time of your life, and then you look at it, and it's like, oh my God, that's Angelina Jolie. Or it's not in this case, but it's a lot of fun. All right, so that's what's in the prize bag. It's Han, you're right. Who is going to want to have this? Plus, I think one of the guests is going to be carrying his prize out here with him. So, everybody, please welcome all participants in the Bridgetown Comedy Festival and all buddies of mine who've been on the show before. Please welcome Jay Hollingsworth, Graham Elwood, Matt Besser, and James Adomian.
Yeah! Oh my God.
So Jay on the end there, you were here during the Portland show where I you know, essentially sounded like I was underwater.
Yes.
Because I was so fucking, I was in a great mood.
Yes.
And the audience was in a great mood, so I thought this is going great. And then when I listened So then when I listened to it later and it sounded so horrible, I had it stricken from the record.
Yeah.
Like only connoisseurs know how to find it. And but Jay was there and you were a witness to it. And,
yes.
And I'm doing a lot better today, right?
Yes. Do we say who we blame that problem on?
No. I don't want to get into that. I'm just saying. I'm just saying that same problem was here today.
Yes.
But I've handled myself properly. First of all, it's 4:30 in the afternoon. When we did that show, it was like 10:30 at night, and there was an early show, and I did fucking those oil hits.
Yeah.
Before both shows.
Hold on, Doug. Can I say something? Last night before your Con Air show.
Oh my God, I was so fucked up.
I walk into the green room after my show. It looked like a fucking mad scientist laboratory.
Yeah.
But instead of beakers, it's all bongs interconnected.
Yeah.
Fucking dude with a blowtorch. I'm not even joking, a fucking blowtorch. What's up, Bezzer?
There's a little rat running through the tubes and then gets on a little wheel and...
We will get higher than mankind has governed before.
He's not your cliche drug guy. His name on Twitter is Ganja John.
Oh. I'm sure he doesn't make his own clothes. I'm sure it's fine.
He doesn't. He did make the backpack that he carried, the mousetrap. Rube Goldberg. Bong apparatus. So up until just now, I was doing great. And that's maybe what I got to do is not think about it so much and just keep the show moving. So that was the second to speak after Jay. That was Matt Besser, everybody. Matt
Hello,
Besser
everybody.
Is here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you are... here not only to appear on my show, but also you showed a feature film that you directed that's
we made a film called
soon.
Freak Dance, the UCB did, and James has a cameo in it, for one.
A fantastic cameo.
I hope you guys can see it's going to come out on VOD in May.
Wow, that's with a question mark at the
enthusiasm?
End.
I think you got the radio ad.
Coming out of VOD in May.
You're going to love it.
Freak dancing in all the major markets this spring.
What day in May do you know?
I think the 11th.
Okay.
Mm.
Maybe the 11th. VOD, kind of. May 11th.
I don't know what that was happening there.
It's a theme from Drive.
Oh, okay. James Adomian is here doing the...
Yeah.
Thank you.
All of us are capable of wacky voices, but that's your whole... That's your bread and butter.
That's all I got, so back off a little.
All you got, that's all you need, man. Fuck, impressions are the most entertaining thing that happens. Next to making love, like my favorite thing is fucking while watching somebody do an impression.
I think fucking while doing an impression, like Reagan.
Do you do
like
any?
Well, yeah, suck it. That's so horrible.
Oh, it's gonna trickle down.
Oh,
tear down these panties.
Don't say no.
I was his wife.
And that's Graham Elwood, everybody.
Hello!
Graham Elwood.
Yeah. Hello!
You taped a comedy film nerds podcast yesterday here at the festival.
Yes, Chris Mancini and I did a live recording last night with yourself and Janine Garofalo, which will be out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks.
So that's going to be, that's your first time ever. It's going to be a premium $2, cost $2.
Yeah,
$1.99.
Yeah. I owe alimony, so I need to start charging. Some guy clap.
Fucking alimony. Do it.
By law, does your ex-wife get half off on that?
Yeah, she gets a free download.
So it's going to be $1.99 in the comedy album section of iTunes.
Yes, that's
in
correct.
In a week or two.
Yep.
And Janine Garofalo, a very entertaining guest.
She was awesome.
I enjoyed watching her talk to you guys.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, it was... People liked it.
That was good times.
People are into it. So check it out. Movies. Let's talk movies. Oh, let's quickly talk, since yours, especially your shirt, Graham, is movie-themed, you brought to give away a Comedy Film Nerds t-shirt.
Oh, that's a Hit Clown shirt from Chris Mancini, directed a short film with Jay Johnstone about a clown.
That Jay Johnston?
Jay Johnston. I was Johnstone. I was thinking of the baseball player. But yeah, that's available at the website, comedyfilmnerds.com.
Beautiful. And then Big Irish Jay brought some fucking...
Just leave it there. That's fine. Jay brought some fucking. Who's some, in?
He brought some.
Doug is the best guy to plug shit. Holds up and crumpled.
He brought some piece of shit. Like, yeah.
Only an asshole would buy this.
Like, who would fucking wear this shirt, first of all? Like, what kind of asshole?
These people.
Oh, because you're wearing it.
Doug's wearing the shirt.
Oh, shit.
I was hoping someone would explain it to the listeners.
Doug's bringing some fucking today, too.
Yeah, so what does it say on there? It's a lot of words.
South Boston Recycling, Bottlem, B-A-H-T-T-L-E, which means absolutely nothing unless you've heard the joke, which you can go online and see it. It's on my website. I'm not really selling this shirt too much, am I?
Go check out his website so you'll understand his shirt.
He just fucked this guy. And he just gave me a thumbs down. Are you a Yankees fan? Oh.
You're like, your stand-up comedy is like the show Lost.
High ratings?
Watch this Watch this bit three times, and then go on the web and type in a code.
The numbers of the bit are bad. The numbers of the bit are bad. Take your time, Lost fans. Take your time. Season one.
And Matt Besser was nice enough to bring out, as a gift to whoever wins...
Some donuts I made.
Two amazing...
I made these backstage.
He calls backstage Voodoo Donuts. And
extra bonus, I only put my dick in one of them.
You gotta eat both to figure out which. Yeah.
Who doesn't like guessing games?
It's a crucial part of this complete breakfast.
Was that Vincent Price doing
it? I suppose so. I guess it was.
Oh.
For some reason endorsing breakfast donuts.
Guys, I don't just fuck plain donuts. I only fuck a donut if it looks like a fancy pussy.
Standards.
Ladies, show us your fancy pussies.
James, are you going to take off your Vincent Price mustache when you do somebody else?
Oh.
He has a very cool-looking Vincent Price mustache.
I like to think of it as a Guy Fawkes mask that I've painted on my face.
Oh. Well. Oh, good old Falk face. Have you been to the cinema lately, James?
The motion cinema?
The motion cinema house?
The picture house?
The storytelling palace?
Why, yes, I watched as long as my nickels would last. I nearly saw Lincoln win the war.
I hate to run out of nickels before a climax. Oh, that's a different theater.
I saw The Raid.
The best.
Oh, so great.
Redemption.
Indonesian. Yeah, yeah.
Ghost Protocol.
Yo, I didn't know the whole thing.
Yeah, it doesn't say Ghost Protocol at the end of every movie, but it should. And it kind of does now. People are getting excited about
an
something
uprising
over there.
At table four.
And The Raid, so you like that?
I like, okay. You know, I hated it.
Why?
No, I thought it was great.
I like your characters better. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Now, the last time I was
on... Wait, what's going on?
Fuck.
I don't even know anyway. Hey, where are you? Did you bring a thing out again?
Who is this? Who is this surprise guest?
It's you from another, like, Fringe universe.
Bizarro Doug?
Yeah, that Bizarro was Bizarro Doug.
Oh, that's weird.
Wouldn't that be a sober
really
Doug?
Yeah, that's. Oh, that was the sober version of me? I like it. I like to be able to hear that. It encourages me. That I'm probably better off. Graham?
I too love The Raid, and I've talked about it. And I've talked about it before, but it bears repeating because more people have been asking me about it. Is Goon, which is a great film. It's like a limited release, or you got to get it on iTunes, but it's awesome. Check it out. It's
yeah. It stars William Stephen Marshall Scott.
Yeah, it stars the William Stephen Marshall Scott.
Scott William Marshall Frederick
Scott
Stevens.
Yeah.
As the title character?
The cast of My Three Sons. Yes, they're in this.
As Goon.
Yeah. All right. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Liev Schreiber's in it. It's awesome. A lot of good fighting.
Speaking of good fighting, Jay was telling us backstage there's a movie out called Knuckle.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. On Netflix, Knuckle. I highly recommend it. Irish clans for the last 10 years. You seen it?
No.
Oh, all right.
She was just trying to let you tell your fucking story.
She was you challenging don't have to swear. To your fight.
Yeah. No, these Irish clans have been fighting for generations, and they did this documentary for a decade. They just fight over their name. It's just insane. And bare knuckle fighting, and fights will go on for 4 hours. It's insane. It's on Netflix. Knuckle.
It's basically the real story of Brad Pitt's character in Snatch. Basically,
yeah.
It's what those guys are. They're bakers.
You know what? Special surprise. Let's watch it right now.
Oh, that's awesome!
That was so cool how we just watched that in the middle of the show. Are you going to put that in Doug Loves Movies? That was long.
You'd probably have to clear it with some lawyers.
No,
and
we
stuff.
Cut it from the from the podcast, but that was great that we all got to watch
great.
It, right?
Yeah, how about that? Give it a round of applause.
That was great, guys.
Did you
guys
love
really
it?
Patient. I thought like 45 minutes in, they're not going to want to do this.
It's such a good movie, though.
Yeah, it was great.
I really enjoyed it. Let's just keep the surprises coming. Let's watch The Raid, Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
Let's watch it.
Hey, Doug, can we stop Ray right here in the middle? And show my movie at the same time, Freak Dance?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring out the second screen.
Dance, yeah.
Bring the second screen down. Second screen, let's go. All right, start them up. What I shush.
Shush. Shush, young
the
lady.
The most polite.
What I shush.
Hey, she's lucky because when it comes to hecklers, I just alternate between shush and fuck off. So she got a nice one.
Spoiler alert for the next heckler.
Yeah. That might be very effective. Probably not. People say shitty things on Twitter to me just because they hope I'll retweet it and block them, and then they might get a couple of followers.
Someone started an evil Graham Elwood account, and they clearly just listen to Comedy Film Nerds because all they do is say, like, oh, I can't wait to buy the new Michael Bay Transformers Blu-ray. Fucking he's awesome. Like, it's everything that
they just twist your opinions
to
the opposite.
And I absolutely love it. It's a great account. It's awesome. It's just like, samurai movies are boring. Like, it's fucking... It's so wonderful.
So people can unfollow you and then just follow evil Graham
yes,
Elwood.
Yes. You can follow both. I think Twitter has that capability. I'm not a scientist.
I only follow one person. Hugh Hefner.
This girl's going, yeah. Party.
I've been following @Jesus. Do you really think it's Jesus? It better be.
Yeah.
Because I retweet him everything he says. Just to be safe.
He posts some pretty good twit pics.
Yeah.
Lots of...
Got okay. nailed last night.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Yeah. Come around to a clap.
Yes.
That's right. You know that warrants a clap.
Oh, God.
Wow, the raid was amazing, wasn't
oh
it?
Oh, my God.
That
this
was
is
really
a four-hour
great.
Episode.
I loved watching the raid with you guys, and Freak Dance, and oh. Knuckle.
Godfathers 1 and 2, cue them up.
You know what, just for comparison's sake, let's go all three. Just for talking points.
Beverly Hills 90210 goes to Palermo. That's my take on Godfather 3. That movie sucks so bad.
You told that joke backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice laugh.
I was like, you're the Pinter of comedians.
I was.
Does anyone hunger for some games?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Graham. You're fucking...
Now, this is the game that Big Irish Jay, he enjoys and feels like he's good at.
No pressure now. Thanks.
You're welcome. And everyone on this panel has been pretty good at this game, so I think we'll have... I think we'll have some good runs today.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh. Ready when you are, Mr. Benson.
Let's go ahead and start the game. Shall we, Mr. Adomian?
Let's shall.
Okay, suggested by @snout.
Oh.
Snout would be silly. Snout. Snout _ Johnson.
Snout actually, is how they say snot in Canada, I think.
Yeah, that's.
Snot.
Snout. A snout Johnson sounds like a sex act. Doesn't it sound like a creepy sex act? Oh, did you give her a snout Johnson?
Snoot Johnson. Snoot Johnson.
Snoot Johnson.
Sounds like a character in the movie that Snout Johnson suggested. We'll start with James and go to Graham. The movie is The Dirty Dozen. So you need to come up with a movie that ends in dirt, dirty, dir. And begins with a dozen.
Okay. That's fantastic. I really appreciate this challenge. Dirty Dozen.
No yelling out.
Without rules, society collapses.
Graham already has one.
All right, you're just out for this round, James.
Damn it.
Graham, what do you got?
Joe Dirty Dozen.
Okay, so then we go to Jay. Ends with Joe.
What about Joe Dirty 12 Monkeys? Can I turn Dozen into 12? Because Dozen's 12, so couldn't it be Joe Dirty 12 Monkeys?
Boo.
Come on, work it for me, Doug. Don't look at me like that.
Boo.
Don't judge me.
No way.
I think the crowd's accepting it. See,
I don't give a shit, this crowd.
God damn you, Graham.
Is the game verbal or visual?
Just give me a chance to murder Big J with my eyes.
Oh, God, all right. Sorry. Right.
You're out.
What?
Matt Besser. I can't believe you're outraged.
Joe Dirty Dozen and the Art of Motorcycle.
I don't think they made that into a movie.
Yeah.
They were filming this week.
I think that's just a book.
On my street, I'm the only one that knows. They were filming the house next to me.
I think the motorcycle was out there.
I'm like, what are you guys doing?
It's just a book. Sorry.
Don't yell strike at me.
Okay, so Graham gets the first point.
Wow, you guys
amazing...
are great at this fucking game.
God. Fuck. You asshole.
What a gracious winner.
I just give the fans what they want.
I'm going to call you Bigger Wolverine.
All the Buddhists were loving my answer.
So we had that huge title, Joe Dirty Does It.
That's what makes the game fun, when it gets really long.
Yeah, I was thinking at the end you could say Zentropa. Does Zentropa. Yeah. Enter the Dragon. Good one, audience member. Please remove him from the facility.
That was Enter the
at
Dragon.
At JTGTEEGEE suggested this title, and since Graham got the point, we'll start with Jay and go to Matt. Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. Which is funny, because Graham and I, was it you and I, were playing a game in the car, and we kept using Star Wars, but we weren't saying these full titles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so somebody called me on that, and I thought it was funny to use it in this game. Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. What do you got? You got something that begins with hope, a movie.
Or ends with star.
Yeah. I had to double check.
Hope.
You got either of those in 5 seconds? 4, 3, 2.
This doesn't really help. The countdown. Fuck, I don't. God damn it. After you said I was love this game.
Would you do that on Jeopardy? Like this time, like... This running out of time stuff is bullshit. Yeah. Alex, let me take this one home and think it over.
Yeah. If Alex was in the microphone going, 5, 4, 3, do you got one yet? 2. Is this helping? 1.
He does. He does it with his eyes.
Oh, okay.
And with whether or not he has a mustache.
So then James should be counting me down.
Because you're always mesmerized by, well, didn't he used to have
what
one?
Or why does
he? And so I thought
five,
he didn't have
four,
one.
4, 3, mustache.
Matt Besser, what do you got? Ends in star, begins with hope.
Okay, blah, 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 hope, and glory.
Yeah.
All right.
That's legit. That was that movie about England during the war, right?
Yeah.
That's how they write it up in Wikipedia.
It was. I believe it was nominated for Best Picture. Couldn't tell you what year.
I was going to say Hope being Anthony, but that's a radio show.
Yes, right, you would have been disqualified. James.
Okay, so it's...
It's got to begin with glory. Glory.
Or...
Re.
End and star.
Or end and star.
End and star.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad there's not a sequel to Glory.
There was Glory 2, Ghost Protocol.
Glory 2, Back Down the Hill.
Glory 2, Sharecropping.
Oh, is the reality going to make you fucking boo? Does the truth make you boo? Huh? Get on your goddamn bicycle, Portland.
Graham, you made Antebellum South.
Get on your bicycle and go back to the Yarn Museum.
Yeah.
Which you just came from there and you got a lovely necklace.
This is my Civil War spy outfit.
It's very good.
Do you have anything that ends in star, begins with glory?
Yeah, sure. I got buckets of them.
Well, give me something.
Yeah, all right. Okay, yeah, sure.
Don't leave me flapping in the wind over here.
Don't be flapping in the wind like some kind of low rent Elton John.
That's anachronistic, that voice shit. And that reference.
I should get a point for that.
Okay, can I say Lone Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope?
Yes, you can.
And glory.
That's
yes,
excellent.
You can.
Damn.
Lone Star. Lone Star, great movie. So Graham Lone needs Star. Something that ends in loan.
or begins with glory?
Glory days.
Oh.
Aw, snap. Had
How'd
that
they
shit?
Spell days in that one? Guess it doesn't matter.
Isn't it D-A-Z? Is it the D-A-Z-E? Yeah.
Was it?
One lady in the back, judge. There we go.
Yes.
This is an audience full of judges, right?
Yes, it is.
These are all off-duty judges and
they're all
magistrates.
Off-duty game show judges is what they are. This is where they summer.
They're all just waiting, so at the end they're going to let us have it. They're going to tell us everything we did wrong. So, Jay, you get to go with a movie that ends in lone or begins with days.
Glory Dazed and Confused.
Nice. Nice.
Duh and Confused. Duh. All right. Days of Thunder does not apply, sir, but thank you for breaking the rules.
Daisy Getting Driven. Wasn't that the name of it?
That was
Wait, is that your grandfather? Did your grandfather just jump into the game?
All right, what is it?
Confused.
Confused.
Yeah, Confused.
Or Lone is on the other side.
Confused. That's a tough one.
Oh, boy.
I think you might be in trouble.
Lone Infused.
Lone. Oh! I got one for Lone.
Yeah, there's some Muppet character
You're
sitting in the
Kermit's
second
in
row.
The audience.
Why are there so many... It's not easy wearing Jay's green shirt. I haven't seen the bit. I don't get it.
BigIrishJay.com.
Fused. Lone. Three Dog Night did that movie. One is the Lone.
Jesus Christ.
You do a good job of selling it initially.
One is the loan. Yeah, it is.
James knows it.
Yeah, it's an old classic.
Two can make me sad as.
They ran out of funding halfway through filming the movie. They couldn't do the whole thing.
True story.
All right, I don't got it fused.
Okay, so we're on to James then.
Okay. Home Alone star.
Yeah, Home Alone.
Now nice. I feel stupid.
So Graham needs...
Coming Home.
Coming Home. Alone All right. Star.
This fucking just happens. It
so
just
Jay is stuck with
happens.
Coming up with something.
Can you use porn tiles? Because there's all sorts of coming.
Ends in come. Come or coming.
Everything ends in coming.
Ends in come.
We can do
coming.
Porn movies, right?
You're going to put come,
come?
Or coming
all, right. all over the
at
title.
At the end.
All right.
Hey, all hold right. on a second.
Put it
alert,
on the
alert
end.
Alert the late night joke writers. We're looking for something that ends in come or coming.
What do you think, Jay?
Dazed and Confused. Can I just use Ed, the movie with Whoopi Goldberg?
No, you can't. You could just tell me a movie that ends in come.
Home movies?
How many?
Oh, God, sorry. Oh, I'm sharing too much. Coming. Come to me. I can't think of coming. This guy, color commentator over there.
Yeah, there's a gentleman that won't stop talking, and it's distracting me.
I'm director's commentary for this show.
He's still talking right now while we're talking about him talking. I have to ask you to stop talking, like, completely. Like, not, because even talking to her next to you, yeah, it's really loud. So you're going to have to stop or leave. Yeah, those are your options. Don't talk to her at all. Don't talk to me at all. Don't respond to what I'm saying.
But
don't do hand gestures that imply you don't get what the fuck I'm saying, because I will have you thrown out, buddy. I'm not kidding around.
Oh, shit. I love that he tried to justify by going, no, I was talking to her. I know you got this fucking thing you're doing, but I know, we were just talking.
We're just trying to have a conversation over here.
Yeah, can you hold your show
loudly,
while I fucking finish this?
And he's still talking right now. He's still trying to get back into the game, even though he's been told, this is it. You're out, buddy. You've got to go, friend. Someone from the staff, could you please help me in taking this gentleman because
he's bloodthirsty.
He's had too much to
the
drink.
The mob demands an eviction.
Yes.
No donuts for you. The mob must be satisfied. All right.
Say it walking.
I have to explain to people how to bounce. Jay, you know how to do it. Would you help them? Would you fucking help them?
Boom, 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 boom.
No, no.
Besser, you're going to hurt somebody.
Hold Besser back.
Yeah. Don't let Besser get into this mix. Don't let him get into this mix.
Don't let Besser throw
you
out.
Don't let Messer get into this. It's bad shit will happen, dude.
Better watch out. Graham's got his Under Armour on underneath, so that guy's fucked.
Matt.
I knew some shit was going to go down. I was like, fucking ready to goddamn go.
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants to get tapped out? Raise a goddamn hand. I will choke your shit out. Pregnant ladies, I will make your unborn child not.
Where are you going with that? Can we kick about three more people out so I can keep thinking of come or confused? If anybody can just heckle Doug right now for the next 10 minutes, I got
nothing. Let's take a moment. Let's just take a moment to help Matt relax, and let's watch him put his dick in the other donut.
It's going to take a while. Can we just watch another movie?
Yeah. Can we? Yeah, what do you guys want to see?
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan.
Well, that's it. All right, sweet.
That was hilarious. Yeah. Why was anyone laughing?
What did he mean by earn this? It made no sense.
Temptation of Christ, the Second Coming. Was that the name? Oh. I'm just making shit. I don't have anything. I'm sorry, Doug. Please don't kill me again with your eyes.
No. You say pass, I won't be angry with you. But the way you try to manipulate the rules.
How dare you?
I was mostly distracted by that guy. He's just drunk, right? He's like a nice guy. He just had too much to drink.
Light rail, that's motherfucker.
Steal one of those 50 bikes outside.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm glad he wasn't the designated driver. That was a good call on your part. But yeah, he just had too much. I'm sorry, but it was, you know.
The problem
is he's
probably a stoner. He's not used to drinking. Right?
Oh, they started at Saturday Market 5 hours ago.
Saturday Market is a good excuse.
That's a great place to drink. They've got an amazing titty bar out at the...
Who the fuck sells alcohol at a fucking farmer's market?
You guys want to go to the farmer's market? Yeah! Fucking locally grown food and getting fucking hammered! I have my reusable flask.
Yeah.
I'm just filling it up with organic elderberry wine. Oh, that's fucking rad.
Dude, I was just sitting there getting a henna tattoo, getting fucked up.
Hey, do you want to suck on this plum that I dunked in some moonshine?
Okay. Yeah, go. Not only go check on him, but also don't announce that you're going to check on him.
I'm really sorry that my friend was heckling. The reason it happened was because he was...
It all started.
it's like an infection that goes over the whole crowd.
I feel so bad for that dude.
Listen, he has not had an easy life. At age five...
his parents abandoned him at a farmer's market, and that's... He was raised like a carny, a traveling farmer's market band of hippies.
Kettle corn really sets him off.
Oh, God.
Okay, so we go to Matt, and...
This is easy. Kingdom Come!
Kingdom Come!
Very nice.
All right, and James is already out of this one, right?
I thought I was still in it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still in it.
Okay, he's in.
What are the two different sides of the...
King. You need something that ends in King.
King, and what's the last one?
What's the last one, though?
Confused. There's nothing to do with that. You could try Ed. See if that works.
I thought that was rudely voted down.
Kingdom. Okay, Kingdom or Confuse and... yeah, sure. Confuse Ed Wood.
Holy Wait, shit.
I quit.
Yeah.
Confused wood.
It's a Shakespearean pronunciation.
My wood is confused.
So that's what I get. Yeah, that's a nap boner. Is confused wood.
All right. Then we come around to Graham. Ends in king or begins with wood?
The last king. Yep, they've seen the movie. They know the movie.
That verifies that there's a thing called the last king?
Yes.
Who's in it? Graham.
Huh?
Who's in it?
It came out. I know there's a movie called The Last King. I do not know who's in it.
And it stars, and it's about...
This guy
it's
knows.
It's about...
The yeah. Forest Whitaker's
in it. That's
called
The Last King of Scotland.
No, that's not The Last King of Scotland. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh. Sorry, Doug. I thought I had to kick him out. I don't know what's happening.
No, no. That is true. There's no yelling out. We've got
all right,
two,
all right.
We've got
the Fisher King.
Bouncers in the business. Fisher King, very good. Yeah. See what stalling and lying does for us.
I'm legit now. I don't do that lying thing no more. I had time to think of a real answer, even.
So Jay is out and Matt is out, right?
No, I'm in.
Oh, Matt's in. So now it's on you.
Oh, it's on me?
Yeah, he has to end in fish.
Big fish.
Yeah. All right.
It's just that easy, folks.
Has to. This is a good one. Has to end with big.
And the other side is
confused.
No, wood.
Wood.
Wood. Oh,
so nice big try. Nice try. More lies. Wood.
Wood. Would the last king?
Would.
Would the last king? Would there be a last king?
Okay, yeah. Woodman of the Golden Dawn.
That
sounds great.
That sounds like an awesome, like, oh yeah, I read those books as a kid.
But watch this. When you say to him, who was in that?
What? Who was in
who
that?
Was in that? Yeah.
It was a real James. Thing.
Yeah, but who was in it?
It came out.
Yeah.
It came out.
Oh, hey.
I thought you'd whip out a couple of old-timey
Wouldn't
names.
It be nice? The Beach Boys story.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If the Beach Boys had a movie story.
Wouldn't it be nice? If they had a movie name, wouldn't it be nice?
Okay, so I'm just going to say that Graham wins.
I haven't lost yet.
What?
I'm still in this.
Okay.
I haven't lost yet.
So he lost, points. Right? So it's up to me. How about the pedophile movie, The Woodsman?
That's right, The Woodsman.
You mean the woodsman who would be king? Oh! I brought it around! Oh, snap!
Oh!
Boom!
Man, the woodsman who would be king?
Wait, here's me on a building.
Don't climb the...
All right, now let's play.
You
let's
climb
play
to the top of Portland's tallest building, 18 stories.
Built on a locally grown bike lane.
Yeah.
What's it's actually biodegradable steel.
King of Kong.
Nah, okay. What's on the other end of this? I forgot.
Big.
Oh, Matt Besser.
It's going to be something and big.
So like I was saying, I'm going to make Graham the winner.
Motherfucker.
God, I have a good one for King Kong.
Oh, do you?
Oh! I can do sequels?
Sure, I guess.
There must have been a sequel to King Kong, right?
No. There's
you guys
only
didn't
been
say King Kong.
There's
too?
Just keep only making it and calling it the same
yes,
fucking thing.
It's only
King
been
Kong,
remade.
King Kong. King
Kong. Kong. Ong. Ing. Ong. Ong. That's a Chinese movie. Nong. Nong.
It starts with NG.
You give up?
I give up.
Ong Bak.
That's what I was going to say! Boom! Boom! Ong Bak Thai Warrior.
It's a Muay Thai movie. God, I was
we
like,
all had that. Yeah. We all had that.
We all had that.
All of us, yeah.
And you were even doing it, even with your fucking racist Kong Kong Bong.
It was only slightly racist.
Oh, that was exciting. All right, so Graham's the winner.
Yay!
Damn him.
Thank you, Portland. That was a good game, though. That was,
yeah,
an
that was a nice
game.
One. Big Fisher Kingdom, Coming Home Alone, Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope and Glory, Dazed and Confused, Ed Woodsman. Man, what was that? Oh, Man Who Would Be King Kong. Yeah. Man. Put that on your marquee and fuck it. A lot of O's for your pleasure. You know what happens right before we play the Leonard Maltin game? We have the contestants pick name tags from the audience.
Oh, shit.
They always got good ones here in Portland. Oh, my God. The room is lighting up with crazy name tags. If I could get another...
I want Moosehead Ale beer right there.
Kettle One and Soda up here. That'd be great. Another Kettle One and Soda. Great.
These are amazing names. There's people that have lights on them.
Comedy Club.
That's good.
This is...
Oh, James Adomian took the vegan cookies. All right, that's cool.
They were sucking up
the Graham
with the vegan
cookies. Simply to spite you, Elwood.
Oh, shit. That one's fucking great.
All right, right here. This, as American, this girl's got the lights and the dollar. There you go.
Bring
Thank
that,
you.
Bring that crazy thing up here.
Thank you, sweetie.
Get that.
I got the one that worked the least amount of time on hers.
Oh. Doug's going to kill you.
Thanks for sending up the pen, too.
Nice.
Oh, my God. There's a bird of prey in the audience. And what was the name tag that you got from that?
Trista.
That lovely Trista. She's excitable.
These are like opposite ends of the sign spectrum. 3 weeks,
so,
2 seconds.
How would you describe this, Graham? It's a lot of things happening.
It's amazing.
There.
It says, America, as American as Doug Loves Movies, Trista. It's surrounded by American flag stickers. And then it's got some crazy... like alien light things coming off the top.
Yeah, little monofilament wire lights.
And it says, pick me and this is all yours, sparkle arrow to a $2 bill, so...
So I'd take the $2 bill right now if I were you, because that's the deal.
That's mine.
Is that a real $2 bill?
Yeah, take it.
Awesome.
It's, yeah, that's what it says,
wow, I just got
ma'am.
A boner. Take it! It's all yours!
Take it all.
Yeah, only
take it all right now.
I'm taking this because I'm a huge fan of Thomas Jefferson. I think he did some great stuff for this country.
All right, so that's Trista that Graham's playing for. And then who are you playing for, James Adomian?
I'm playing for Abby's gluten-free vegan sweets.
Not an advertisement. Just a name tag.
And it literally just says those things.
Yeah.
Thank you, Abby. You've obviously listened to past episodes where I say I'm a huge fan of vegan and gluten-free.
And you both wrote their shitheads on the back, so don't reveal those, you guys.
I won't.
And then, Matt, who are you playing for? A Post-it pad? A pink Post-it pad?
Yeah, for the listeners, it's a Post-it pad that says Post-its. How awesome is that? And then I got it from a lady, but it looks like it says Mark.
It says more, or...
What's your name?
I'm Lori.
That doesn't say Lori.
It's Mark's birthday.
So am I playing for Mark? Okay, so I'm playing for Mark. I'm sorry they didn't work too hard on your sign, Mark. If I was your friend and it was your birthday, it would have been. It would have looked like that.
Happy birthday, asshole. Here's a pink Post-it note.
To be fair, it's not just one Post-it. It's at least 25 Post-it notes.
But
But at least at Doug Loves Movies, we can barter it for a bag full of useless crap and awesome Mad Gathering cards. Magic, is that like Magic Gathering cards?
Is it like 20% of the Portland economy bartering for worthless crap? And then another 20% is collecting petitions.
And then optic yellow bicycle gear.
Oh, that's nice. You put the post-it that doesn't say Mark on it. Or it does say Mark, right, but it's from Lori. All right.
I got to say, Abby, these gluten-free vegan cookies are fucking awesome. You're the best.
I think you should try a little gluten.
How much weed? How much weed did you put in them? Is there any weed in them?
Okay. Oh, good. Thank God. Don't.
I would have fucking laughed my ass off.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, they brought me a drink. Thank you, Helium Comedy Club.
Malton skills out the window.
Look, they're trying to tell me something. That was the previous one. Then here's the new one.
Yeah. Second drink's a little smaller, Doug. Yeah.
Let's dial it back, Doug.
Don't kick out the whole crowd.
All right.
Great show, Doug.
I got my eye on someone else. I got my eye on another person.
Ooh.
Yeah. We'll see what happens to them.
Wait, is there pot in these brownies?
No. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, there's just heroin. That's cool.
But that is like, I want to just train people that are going to go into bodyguard work. The first thing you do is let the drunk you're throwing out remain holding an amazing projectile
weapon
in their hands, mere feet from the face of the person who's saying, "I want this guy fucking out of here."
He was being reasonable. He just wanted to drink it on the way out.
Well, he knows there's a bar out there. I'm pretty sure he knows he's drunk, too. He seems like a really nice guy, and I feel bad about it. That's why I keep bringing it up.
Something wrong? Something wrong with the guy having a little fucking road soda? A little fucking travel pop? What are you guys, pussies? Come on.
All right, Graham, you get to go first.
Hold on. Is there crystal meth in this fucking brownie?
I'm playing for Brandon Hearn.
Oh, it doesn't matter who Jay's playing for. He's not very good at it.
Matt, hold him back. Thing. Matt, get in the middle of this.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. Don't make me bring the one-inch punch into this. who are you playing for, Jay?
Brandon W. Hearn.
You look like the worst magician, what you just did. Moosehead beer sign?
Yes, with a sticky of Brandon W. Hearn. I thought he painted this, and then I was like, oh, it's a fucking mirror thing that you just put a sticky on. But
well, you know, you guys did a great job of picking a weird assortment of name tags. And to every one of you that put a lot of effort into something and didn't just glue a bunch of shit to one thing.
Where was that moose head mirror hanging up until today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dead grandpa gave it to me. Oh, my God.
That's all you got from him?
His dead grandfather left it in a will.
I leave to my grandson, Brandon, a moose head mirror thing that I got somewhere in the 70s at a biker bar in Saskatchewan.
And my magical hatchet.
May this bring to you all the joy it brought to me.
May you have as many rails off of this.
Exactly. After you kill a hooker, may you...
Hopefully it doesn't kill you also. Oh, too far? Fuck off.
Okay, we'll start with Graham Elwood.
All right.
Let's see. We'll play to 2 points because I think this could get dragged out. This could get dragged out a little bit too long for not careful. Graham gets to choose from the following categories. Would you like at Harry Schmurler suggested?
Wait. Harry Schmurmer?
Schmurler.
No.
S-C-H-M-E-R-L-E-R. Schmurler.
Someone was drunk when they gave him that last name.
Your name's Schmurler.
Is that...
No, I think...
Is it Harry Shearer pretending that he's not think, Harry Shearer?
I think Brandon's grandfather named that kid. He's fucking cocked up on Moosehead. Schmurler. It's actually Smurzen Snur Snur. Yeah, suck it. You want to fight my hatchet, you pussy?
I think it's a sex move.
Oh, no,
do you want me to give you a Harry Schmurler?
Yeah, that's in the comments.
Anyway, HHS suggested Patch Madams, and that's movies where a lady wears an eye patch.
Well, we played this yesterday at the Comedy Film Nerds.
We played this category, yes.
We played this category.
So you can recuse yourself from the category if you'd like, but it's not the same answer.
Okay, all right, just make sure.
But that was nice of you to bring that up.
I'm a gentleman.
That was very honest. Thank you, Graham.
Celebrating a birthday today, Adrian Brody.
Oh, yes. He's such a badass in those Razor commercials, man. Yeah, he's...
What was that you just did?
I just did a... I walked around like Adrian Brody when he does that Gillette.
Clean shaven. Oh,
okay. Clean shaven. And somebody told him he's a badass, and it's like, no, you're not. No, you're the guy that works at a comic book store. You own a food truck, which are great, right, Portland? But you're not a tough guy.
I'm tired of your anti-Semitic rants. So the films of Adrian Brody, or... I don't even... He's not actually Jewish. He was in The Pianist, right? But he's not actually Jewish. And at Riverdale75 suggested Bond movies, and that's movies where two of the characters are handcuffed or chained together. Two or more characters are chained together in Bond movies. So which would you like, Graham? Would you like Adrian Brody?
I'm going to go
Bond
Adrian
movies?
Brody.
Okay. This Adrian Brody movie was from 2007, 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that it is visually inventive. And he also says about this film that it's the journey, not the destination, that matters here. Yeah. And then he lists...
I want to see more movies where it's about the destination.
10, 11.
The journey was boring, but when you get there, it's fucking awesome!
So 11 names.
Zero.
Oh.
Jesus.
Why do you have to...
Gasp.
Did I announce which way we were going after, Graham?
Does it matter?
You know, looking at the panel, it does not. Matt, could you please switch seats with either of the gentlemen on either side of you? So we'll go to James then, because it doesn't, you know. Jay's down there sweating like crazy. I don't want to.
Oh, no, I took care of that this morning before I left the hotel.
Wait, what?
What? What did you do?
Took care of me sweating? What?
Yeah, no sweating.
You sweat in the hotel room and then go out?
No,
you get it over with?
I powdered and salved myself.
Oh. I thought you meant you took care of me sweating.
We can arrange that.
All right, well, show's over.
What do you think? You want to tell him to name it, or can you go into negative names?
Okay, I'll tell him to name it.
All right, what is it, Graham?
The Darjeeling Limited.
I had to double check. I thought it might be Express. But it is Darjeeling Limited.
Jesus. Damn, Graham.
As I said, it does not matter. The woman I'm playing for is getting fucking...
I hope that is being picked up on the podcast. Because that is an interesting kind of enthusiasm. I would choke to death if I tried to do an impression of that noise she was making. I can't even...
It's kind of a pterodactyl.
Jesus.
Hello,
now James, do a pterodactyl as George W. Bush.
Hello!
Holy shit. That was so awesome. That was so good.
All right, we're going to start with Jay.
Is it my turn?
It just...
I never went.
No, I think it's going...
You're right. Yeah, James challenged him, so we'll start with you, but then we're going to go the other way around. Right. We'll go to Jay next after you, Matt. So Matt gets to pick a category. And what'd you like? I'm going to give you three new categories.
Oh, new.
Mm-hmm. Like we always do. Would you like the King of Pancakes category, which is the number one movie 10 years ago at the North American box office to this very day, or movies with four letters in the title, like SWAT, Paul, Milk, Spun.
Got it.
Chimp. Or Razzie winners. That's movies that in the year they came out, they won the Razzie for worst best movie.
Okay. I'm going to go with the four-letter one.
Four letters. There's four letters in this title of this movie from 1980. Leonard Maltin gives it 2.5 stars. He says about this movie that it has moments of insight, excitement, and creativity. Eventually, all of that, though, eventually gets lost.
I'm going to say zero.
Whoa! There's four letters in the title. There's 11 names. So that's crazy.
I thought you meant the title was zero.
So four letters, I get.
So we go to James.
No, he goes to Jay.
Oh, sorry, Jay.
You want me to just leave? You just don't. Zero. I'll say name it. Name it.
Chud.
Oh, that's awesome. Is it Chud?
Is it not?
It's got to be Chud.
That was made in the early 80s, wasn't
it? That's great! That's a great guess! Is that it?
The dreams, aspirations, struggles, and failures of students at New York City's High School for the Performing Arts are destroyed by cannibalistic humanoid underground creatures. Dwellers.
Chud, I want to live forever living underground.
Chud!
You don't remember that?
Chud the musical. That scene where Chud tries to get the... He tries to come underground. They make him take his clothes off. And he's like...
I think that was Coco.
Not fame Chud. Fuck.
The old fame fuck. Chud, though. That was a great guess.
Jay just got himself a point. All right.
I bet you you're right. I bet you Leonard Maltin gave Chud 2.5 stars. Yeah. I'm sure he said it had moments of insight.
The first 3 minutes of Chud are amazing.
They really are.
So insightful.
You learn a lot.
So much excitement. Okay. Now what do we do? So, Jay gets a point.
Yes.
Yeah.
How'd that go, Graham? What do I do, Graham? it doesn't quite have the same reaction. Sorry. Yeah. Ooh.
That one guy liked it.
Yeah. Okay. I take what I can get.
As you can see from the ring card girl sign, we're going into round three. And since Jay challenged Matt, we're going to start with Graham and then go to James. That'll turn it around. Graham, which category would you like? Would you like snazzy winners? That was suggested by Baker's A34 on Twitter. Snazzy winners. That's movies that won the Oscar for best costume design.
Wow.
The snazzies.
Wow.
Or at Werter suggested host protocol. That's movies where someone hosts a party at some point during the movie. And Diarrhea Volcano suggests... Dawn of the Dead, that's movies where Don Cheadle dies.
Dawn of the Dead.
Don Cheadle dies. This is from 2010, this movie where Don Cheadle dies. Leonard gives it 3 stars. He calls it impressively gritty. And he also says about the movie that it covers familiar ground. And then he names 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 names.
And what year is this again?
The year is 2010.
And there was, I'm sorry, how many names? 12?
11. Let's
11
go
names.
With,
I will go with 9.
Yeah, 9 is a strong opening bid. James, what do you think of that?
Yeah, that is a strong opening bid. I agree.
What's your next move?
I'll say... I'll do it an 8.
I say, do it, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. He says you get all 8 out of 11 names. I'm looking at it now, and I'm...
Wait, I'm sorry, he said one name?
He said 8.
You said 8?
Yeah.
And then you're saying to name
it? He said name
it. I'm saying name it.
Yeah.
Right. I know. I'm sorry, and we're in Portland. Okay, perfect.
What does that mean?
Something was in those cookies, dude. They fucked me up. They put NyQuil or some shit in there. I don't know what's up.
I did notice you stopped sneezing.
I feel great.
So you can get some rest. Okay.
Some of that Willamette NyQuil.
Here's the clues again, buddy.
It's organic.
3 stars from Leonard. Impressively gritty, but covers familiar ground. And the 8 names are Vincent D'Onofrio, Shannon Kane, Brian F. O'Byrne, Ellen Barkin, Michael Kenneth Williams,
oh, yeah, him.
Lily Taylor, Will Patton, and Wesley Snipes.
So and just name from, whatever film Ellen Barkin's from, been in the last 5
it's
years.
It's from 2010.
Don Cheadle dies.
Nice of you to help him out, Matt. Any idea, James?
No, but I think I'm game for a round of bullshit here. Vincent D'Onofrio was on there.
Yes.
Ellen Barkin.
No, her brother, her fraternal
Not
twin.
Not her brother, right. Alan.
Al. Al Barkin.
Okay. Al Barkin was one of the names of one of the dogs that played Marley in Marley Ampersand.
One of the dogs?
Yeah, they always have more than one. It's like babies.
And Wesley Snipes was in there.
Yeah. Pretty much the only movie he's been in a few years.
Right.
But, you know, also not the most memorable title.
We'll try.
Great. Maybe it's a prison film.
Blade 4, Rape.
I'll do your movie, but I only can film it in my cell.
Vampires go to jail. Or half walkers or whatever they called him.
Daywalker.
Half walker.
He was a partial.
He had a bum leg.
These monsters are so slow, they're half walkers.
Okay, I'll put you out of your misery, James.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll say what?
It'd be so funny if you said the right name, but you're not going to.
I'll say Blood Diamond.
Blood Diamond?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good guess.
What?
No, that was a few more years back. This particular movie is called Brooklyn's Finest. And Don Cheadle would have been the next name, and then Richard Gere is the top billed actor in that.
That's right. Yeah, Wesley Snipes plays a drug dealer, gets out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So who challenged you?
Me. I got a huge point from Mark.
Oh, that's a huge point.
Oh, snap. We got a contest.
Everybody has
I definitely have an effect on the game without actually scoring any points.
You are definitely participating.
It's like when a guy sits down at a blackjack table and ruins everybody else's hand.
The cooler?
That's a myth.
Yeah. James Atomian is the cooler.
That's what he is.
Okay, so Matt got that point, so we'll start with Jay and then go to Graham. All right, Jay, you get to pick a category. Would you like Bully? That's movies where a character is bullied. Howard the Flock. That's movies starring someone in Ron Howard's family, director Ron Howard. Or this is a very popular category of late, My Fife! And that's movies where someone plays a flute. My Fife!
What was the first one? It's going to be between the first or the second.
Bully.
I'll go the Ron Howard one.
Okay.
Let's go the Ron Howard one.
Ron Howard or somebody in the Ron Howard acting dynasty is in this movie. Leonard gave it 1.5 stars. It's from 2006. He says about this movie that it is laughably absurd. And he also says that it is... oh, boy. What can I say without giving... That's not going to give it away. Wow. I think all of this gives it away. I think you're going to have to go with just that single clue.
2006 and laughably absurd.
Wow, I wonder why I suck at this game.
Okay, well, how about this? We're given more and more information to swallow until it becomes laughably absurd. That's more of a clue.
More information to swallow.
We get more and more information to swallow, and it becomes laughably absurd. 2006, 1.5 stars, and he lists 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 names. Maybe one or two or more of them are Howard's out of those 12 names, but I can't even tell you how big some Howard's part was in this movie. Mm-hmm. How many can you get it in, Jay?
Let's go with 9. Let's start at 9.
Big Irish Jay says 9. Graham, what do you think of that?
I'll go 8.
Germs.
I say name it.
Okay.
Oh.
Whoa.
What are you doing?
8 names. I'm going to say Graham's going to get this. Yeah, but you guys were all strong competitors. And I really appreciate you being here. And does anybody have anything they want to plug
right now?
Do I do some plugs?
Freak Dance coming up the Northeast Coast in the May. I'm going to be touring with it. Check it out, freakdancemovie.com, mattbesser.com. Check it out, guys. Seriously.
Yeah!
It's coming out on video on demand. Please support it.
James is in it. Support independent films.
Amy Poehler's in it.
She is.
Yeah.
Tim Meadows, all the UCB, Andy Daly, Horatio Sands, James.
Yeah, you got to watch that. You just have to. Jay, what do you got coming up?
Two things. In February, I'll be in the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition. Yeah! That's true.
Are you Irish?
Your shit is pretty dark.
Yeah. And you can also catch me on this episode of Doug Loves Movies that you're listening to. Thanks! Don't do that, Doug. Don't do that.
I'd like to plug that,
too. I've got two things. That's how you started that. For anyone who might have forgotten. Graham?
Comedy Film Nerd Guide to Movies. It will be out late May, beginning of June. We are taking pre-orders of that book, autographed copies, at comedyfilmnerds.com.
Yeah. And you and I are going to be at the Wow Hall in Eugene on Saturday, April 21st. We'll play some Leonard Maltin game at all these shows. Side Splitters in Knoxville and Tennessee on May 3rd. Comedy Zone in Charlotte May 5th at 4:20. Punchline in Atlanta on May 6th, and Zanies in Nashville, May 26th through 28th.
Oh, I'll be at the Laughing Skull in Atlanta, May 17th through 20.
Your eight names are.
Wait, I got a couple plugs.
Yeah, just.
Tova Feldshu. Jared Harris. Mary Beth Hurt. Bill Irwin. Freddie Rodriguez, M. Night Shyamalan, Cindy Chung, Sarita Choudhury, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, and Bob Balaban.
Oh, he's always great.
Not as easy.
Why did you think I would get this?
Not as easy as we thought.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. There's no reason to get it.
Let's see.
At all. What's it called?
The Lady in the Water. The Lady in the... The Lady in the Lake! Lady in the Lake!
That's incorrect!
What? Lady in the Swimming Pool!
I waited long enough for you to get further away from the right
answer.
The
Wet Woman!
Fuck!
It's called Lady in the Water. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
What did I say?
Not that.
Lady
listen to the tape.
Yeah, you never said it the right way, but you sure gave it a good try. Who asked you to name it?
I did.
Four-way tie.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. I'm sorry, Tristan. Man, yes, James. I had it right. Technicality. M. Night Shyamalan was the crazy obvious giveaway. Because
thank you. You can do
and
it.
And a point for James.
Also, I thought if did we already clap for that? Sort of.
Yes, but I just wanted to keep it going.
Milk it.
All right. Well done. So we're going to start with Matt and go to Jay. Very exciting. I'm so excited. We got the
take bond.
We got the plugs out of the way, so this is just going to be.
Still got a couple. I got a plugs.
Matt James. Something.
This is going to be. You did your two plugs. Do you want to do the second one again? What show are you on right now?
No, he hasn't plugged.
James is this.
James might have something to plug.
Yeah.
You keep it.
Yeah, he said it like five times.
I have a couple plugs.
That wasn't even me the last time that was.
You got shyer and shyer about it.
I'm not used to your voice coming out of you.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
What else?
I'm going to be in Seattle and San Francisco and Atlanta soon, and I have my first stand-up album, which I taped here a few nights ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that'll be through Earwolf. So look for that.
It'll be available at Earwolf, and what's the album called?
I don't know yet. I have a couple
that's
of...
That's a great title.
I don't know yet.
I don't know yet.
I was thinking of calling it Low Hanging Fruit.
Good job, she
said. Good
says.
For you.
Thank you.
All right.
Lady in the Water. What the fuck?
Can I... I'm going to call my album Wet Woman.
Wet Woman. That's the Chinese translation. That's not racist!
Moist female.
Is it?
Oh, really? Come on, the fucking Monet.
Is it Lady in the Apartment Complex Pool?
It's what it should have been called, that condo pool. God, that movie was dumb. Fucking stupid.
Starting with Matt and going to Jay. Matt, would you like at TBennett248 suggested one word review. This guy found a review that Leonard Maltin gave a movie where the entire review is just one word. So if you pick that category, it's going to be that movie.
Splooge!
But period, no exclamation point.
Splooge.
Just splooge.
I think...
That might be Chud.
Split. Yeah, I think it's Chud.
He liked it. He Chud. Liked it, but he didn't, you know.
That's his review for Chud. It's just Chud.
Chud.
At DH Lerner suggested Your Days Are Numbered, and that's movies with, both with basically numbers in the title referring to a period of time.
Okay.
Days Are Numbered. Or I'll give you one more crack at Patch Madams.
Can I do Bond?
No.
That's mean. Patch, what was the middle one?
Patch, you want it too badly. Something
I do.
Going
I would,
on
I
with
would
that.
Nail that.
What movie do you think it is?
On Bond?
Yeah.
I'll do it in -2.
All right, I'll do it in -3.
Oh, well, you know.
I already know what it is.
Sidney Poitier, Tony Curtis, Defiant Ones. No?
They were chained together, that's right. But, you know, that happened in other movies.
Nah, that's the best one. All right, what was the middle category?
Okay, show off. The middle one was Your Days Are Numbered. So
yeah,
the one-word review, that one's just...
I'll take the number.
Why would anyone pick that? Okay, Your Days Are Numbered. All right, this movie has days and numbers in it. It's from 1998. Leonard gave it 3 stars. He says about this movie that it's entertaining, and he also says that the lead actor in this movie is especially loose and funny.
So this is 1998?
Len likes it loose. 1998. 3 stars from Mr. Maltin, and he names 9 actors in this production in the category.
Your days are numbered. 0.
Zero names, he says.
So there's a day and a number.
Name it.
Now we go to Jay.
Name it.
Who says name it?
There's going to be a winner.
Yes, there
I'm
is.
I'm so sorry.
12 Days of Christmas.
What?
Only Jay, laugh if you know what it is.
Jay Hollingsworth is our winner, ladies and gentlemen.
What is it?
Thank you.
101 Dalmatians days.
You're such an unnecessarily ballsy player.
What the fuck? I don't know any actors' names.
You could have been all the names and just let these guys fight it out. But anyway.
They said it couldn't be done. They said it couldn't be done. I fucking won. Fuck you, Graham.
They said they didn't want it to be done.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I misunderstood.
But you did it, Jay. You're our big winner. You're our big Irish winner. The movie's called 6 Days, 7 Nights.
It's close.
Harrison Ford is loose and funny.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Anne Heche is in that, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, don't try and, loose Graham, and crazy. Don't try and act.
Lady in the Water, bitch. Yeah. I fucking knew it. I lost in a semantic fucking piece of nonsense. You take your asterisk win somewhere the fuck else.
Oh, shortened season.
Yeah, shortened season. Bullshit. Fucking referee was on the take.
Asterix, you're wearing the performance enhancement Under Armour. fucking.
Yes, it squeezes my knowledge to my brain.
Can I see your sign there, James? Because I'll be able to read the shithead from the back of that. And then,
hard not to.
Does the Post-it have a shithead on the back of it?
No, I don't think so. Post-it that would be people. Too much work. No.
All right, so. So some who's the Post-it person? Could you come up here and write down who you'd like me to call a
birthday boy?
A shithead at the end. Where is Post-it? Mm-hmm. Laura or Mark, one of them. Oh, he's going to write it on a Post-it. That's clever. Did you guys know that Lisa Kudrow invented Post-its? She didn't need friends. She's fucking rich from that. Watch out. Let's see what that says. Oh, interesting.
It's his birthday.
I don't know what order to read these in. But I don't need anything from you, Jay, because your Moosehead sign won. And what was the name again on that?
Brandon Hearn.
What's his social?
Yeah. He put his middle initial on it. Brandon W. Hearn.
Brandon W. Hearn, come get your prize bag.
Yeah.
Brandon! Congratulations,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, buddy.
Congratulations,
congrats,
buddy.
Dude. Congratulations.
Yeah, brother. If anything, you can do it.
That's so sweet.
Wow.
And you get this. A 5-hour energy.
Congratulations, buddy. You've earned it.
Yes,
suck
thanks
it.
Again to Voodoo Donuts for hooking me up in the dressing room.
Voodoo!
Good stuff. The goddamn maple bar with the bacon on it. Yes. Everybody's putting stuff in bacon everywhere now, but you guys fucking started it. And I'll eat every single time. There's like, I think McDonald's is going to have a bacon sundae. Burger King. Goddamn.
Oh.
Can't you kick out one more person before the show's over? It was so much fun.
Everybody's been so good. They even got their checks and paid their bills without having to talk
That's
real
right.
loud.
I pick up the nicest person here and just fuck, get the fuck out of here. But we were just,
shut up.
You saw what was happening. As I was talking to him, that like,
oh, dude,
that drunky talk back where you're just like, this guy, he's not even going to remember this conversation.
I'm fine.
You're not going to remember this.
No, bro, I'm fine.
You're not going to remember
this. I'm fine. I don't remember everything.
You're drunk. You just need to go outside.
I never had a drink.
You need to drink some water.
I'm putting it down. I never had it.
But have some water.
What? I don't drink.
I just tried it.
Why water if I don't drink?
You don't drink anything ever?
Osmosis. Osmosis.
You never drink anything.
I never had to.
You just hang out.
What?
You just hang out in Portland. It rains a lot, so you just replenish
Sup.
Through your skin.
Sup.
That was awesome.
I love that guy.
The mispronunciation of osmosis, I think, was my favorite part of that sketch. Smosmosis.
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 Thank you so much for coming, you guys. I really appreciate it. Whole new panel tomorrow, plus an extra special guest. 5 different people are going to come by. And you already, cat's out of the bag if you saw us on AM Northwest. Pete Holmes is going to be here. And one more time for all of these gentlemen.
Thank you so much,
guys.
Portland! Thank you!
Graham Elwood, James Adomian, Matt Besser. And our big winner, Big Irish Jay Hollingsworth. And as always, Diane Steindorf is a shithead. Vincent Price is a shithead. And this guy's really taking a stand. John Carter haters are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause